Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming out to the frozen tundra. Hopefully we're awake. I'm not, but hopefully you are. So I love how he like plans ahead and weaves all this stuff together from the beginning this morning all the way through. I'm anxious to see what he does, but will you pray with me? Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you, God, that you are such a great God and that you are the weaver of it all. Thank you for orchestrating everything. Day and night and night and day. I just ask, Lord, that you would be, no, I thank you, Lord, that you are with us this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you are with us. And I ask that you would have your way, fill my mouth, not of mine, but of yours, and that you open ears and open eyes, unclog whatever needs unclogged, so that we can hear what you have to say, and you can do with it what you want. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So, if you know me or have hung out with me or been in any classes with me or whatever, then you're going to know that I am a person of experience instead of a person of things. So, I would much rather be with you and spend time with you and talk with you and connect with you than to have any things, because things go away. Things are temporary. Most of them can be replaced. Some of them are harder than others, but people cannot, and time cannot, and experiences cannot be replaced. So, the times that I have shared with you in the past have been experiences. Last time, if you remember, I think there was a dream about horses and donkeys behinds in a dream. A little while back. But other than the cleansing streams material, which I think is coming in the spring again, most of the times that I shared with you about have been about experience, and that's again today. So I started doing music in about first grade and throughout all of my life here and there in different capacities. And that's all been on the outside of me, but at some point along the way, I can't really even tell you when, that started being on the inside of me. And like, unless I'm engaged with you or if I'm at work or like right now, there's music always in my head. Always. You can almost ask me at any given moment and I can tell you what's playing upstairs. Right? But there was a period of about 5 years that went silent. So in 2015, some of you know this, some of you don't. 2015, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. And then there was a lot of caretaking, and we left our church and stayed home, and it felt like an island, and isolated and hard. It was just hard. And then my dad got sick. My dad died, then my husband died, then my mom died. Right? I can't even describe to you. I can't even describe. But God, that's the only way. I look back at that and say, how? But that was the 5 years that it went silent. Very alone. Empty tank. Empty tank. Right? So, but I thank God, and I thank my pastor, and I thank Mike Russell, because they reached out to me. Pastor Tom, there must have been 12 pastors at my husband's funeral, because he connected with them, right? But when my pastor showed up, that was a whole different ball game. My pastor showed up, and he reached out. And he reached out, like a gnat that he is. And he reached out. And I came back to church, and for Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, I sat and cried right back there. Until Mike Russell opened his mouth and stepped forward in faith, because he said, I've never really done this before. And he said, yeah, I'm going to give you homework. And it was, find something every day this week that reminds you of God. So I searched all week long. I did my homework. Thanks, Mike. And posted something about, this is the picture and this is beautiful because. This is the picture and this is awesome because. This is the, right, every day that week. And that's when things started to turn. Thank you for being the willing vessel. So, somewhere along in there, the music came back. Something happened about 4 or 5 months ago that was different. And this is the experience thing, right? Out of nowhere, this song came and it played over and over and over and over. You get it, right? It drove me nuts. And it happened for about 3 weeks. And I'm thinking, like, why? Why this song? Why? Because it's got to be 50 years old. I remember when I was 8 when I heard this song. Why this song over and over and over and over? So I asked for the help of Michael and Monica and Katie and Greg to learn that song. And I want them to sing it for you today. And then we'll go from there. Okay. He sent his son reaching down for us, right? So that we can reach up for him. So I wasn't quite sure. That kind of ended, and I wasn't quite sure what all that was about. But then one day I was driving to work. Same path I take every day. I was driving to work, and over here on the left-hand side, there's this grove of trees. And I looked over, and I guess I was showing it for some reason. This whole grove of trees, and I'm not a scientist. You can fact check later, right? This tree, have you ever seen them when, like, it's going to rain, and they do this, right? Their leaves go from, like, green side down to silver side up, right? One tree out of a whole mess of trees, one tree was up. So then I'm like, well, what's that about? Because usually they're all, you know. No, one tree. So I'm thinking about that part, like, does that tree know something the other ones don't? There's no rain in the forecast today. Is it extra thirsty? Or extra sensitive? Why one? Was it expecting something? I'll never know. I went to work. I don't know if those other trees turned or not, but. So then I started thinking about that one tree, and it was, right? It was reaching. That's the connection. That song, the reaching, the tree reaching. There's something there. I don't know what it was about. I still don't know what it's about or where we're going, but he can do whatever he wants to, so. So I was thinking about reaching, right? Because of the song, because of the trees. So I looked up the definition. And it says, stretch out an arm in a specified direction in order to touch or grasp something. It's a purposeful effort from here to the nerves, to the arm, to the muscles, to make the effort to reach, right? To touch or grasp something, or reaching. So what was the tree reaching for? One tree. Maybe dew? You would think that would be all of them. Dew, what does that represent? Represents the Holy Spirit, right? Water, which represents cleansing, refreshing, quenching, right? That thirst, bringing life. We need that water. It was reaching to the heavens, the like dwelling place of God, trying to connect, draw closer. But the important thing, I think, to know or realize or that I saw was it was an imposture to receive, right? It turned from here to here. It's an imposture to receive. It was expecting something and postured for that to come. Whatever it was, I don't know. Palms upward, eyes open, ears open, minds open to receive. We have to be in the posture to receive in order for that to come in. We have to allow the in to happen in order to pour it out. Right? So you can't be empty and pour out. My gas tank was empty. There was nothing left. Nothing. So how do you get that in? To reach up first. How do you fill in to get the gas tank flowing? Because you can't pour out when you're empty. When you reach up, he reached down first so that we can. And that is the admitting, I need you. It's all yours. Have it all. Take it. I don't want it. You're in control, right? In ancient Israel, raising the hands was a sacred gesture for prayer and approaching God. It was a symbol of authenticity and a way to connect. When your hands are raised in worship, which I saw lots of you today, it was beautiful, reaching up represents giving everything to him. That flows inward. And if you remember, I don't know if you've ever heard it when you were growing up, but when I was growing up, I always heard, like, if you raise your hands, then this comes down, the anointing comes down and can drip off your elbows. You ever heard that before? Yeah, it can drip off your elbows unless you're fully, this is the whole arm. Do you remember Hannah Howe? The whole arm. There's no drip in there. It goes right in. So that reaching in is that personal spiritual growth, right? Through dependence on him. You're giving everything to him. Proverbs 4:23, if you want to go there, it's okay. If you want to write it down, it's okay. Check me later. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it, the springs of life. It's like the command center of your mind, soul, spirit, affections. That is what flows outward, the springs of life, right? The reaching out is sharing God, sharing his love, being in community. That grove was not alone. There wasn't just one tree. One tree was behaving different, but it was all a grove of trees. They were together, growing together. And in and out of church, right? Being in community. I'm going to go to Proverbs 31:20. It So she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy, having a charitable and generous spirit. So being able to see those divine appointments, right? Reaching up, letting it in, pouring it out, being able to see those divine appointments, being in the right place in the right time and hearing what the need is and acting on that. Ephesians 4:28. The Apostle Paul said, "Let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." Our work does have meaning, especially when we realize that it's not our own, it is God-given. Right? He plants the seed. I don't water my own tree. I don't provide my son to myself, right? He's doing that. Maybe other people are helping do that. I'm trying to do this. And hopefully, in a healthy tree, if I'm an apple tree, the apples grow, right? But I don't eat my own apples. Those apples are not for the tree. Those apples are for somebody else. And they are in community. And I had no idea until I started looking this stuff up. Have you ever heard of the Wood Wide Web? W-O-O-D? No clue. Wood Wide Web. The trees are connected by this webbing, and they communicate together. They count. They share nutrients. They communicate dangers to each other. And if they see a tree suffering or dying, they're all trying to help that tree. Very cool. Wood Wide Web. So then I started thinking about the community, our grove, right? Helping each other communicate, grow, count, share nutrients. If somebody's suffering, right? Trying to be there for them. So important to be in community. So if you're reaching up and allowing the in, then you can grow and expand your outward reach because it gets bigger. It gets bigger. We don't want the other people around us to suffer.